Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of 3Tune Tuesday. I am your host, Bonaparte, and 3Tune Tuesday is my opportunity to whisk you away to a time when wind-up phonographs were the height of technology, and the art of recording music was still a wonder of acoustics. Today is Tuesday, May the 14th, and you found your way to my digital abode, a quaint cottage nestled in the sprawling digital countryside, where all are welcome. Please, step inside, make yourself comfortable. Envision yourself settling into a large, plush Victorian chair, the kind that envelops you in comfort, with an old-fashioned stand-up radio beside you. Close your eyes, and let me guide you on a journey through time to listen to some early folk music. Folk music, with its simple melodies and poignant lyrics, has long been a mirror reflecting the vast landscape of American cultural history. These songs are more than just tunes, they are the stories of the people, sung by the people, for the people. As we explore folk revivals this week, we trace the enduring roots of these traditions that have woven their way through the fabric of public consciousness, resurging time and again as voices for change, of nostalgia, of personal expression. Each song selected tonight has survived the tests of time, adapting and echoing through generations, telling tales of the people themselves. Folk music serves as a powerful tool in documenting and expressing the social, economic, and emotional landscapes of its times. These songs offer us snapshots of past lives, capturing the essence of moments that are both individual and universal. They hold a unique ability to convey sentiments that might otherwise be lost to history, providing insight not only into the music itself, but also into the hearts and minds of its creators and audiences. So tonight, as we listen to our three songs, let us appreciate how these melodies helped shape and were shaped by the people at the heart of folk music's ongoing journey. Join me as we celebrate the spirit of folk music, which continues to inspire and connect us across the ages. The first song we have for the night is The Haunting Barbara Allen. This ballad, with roots deeply entrenched in the folk traditions way, way back in the British Isles, made its way to the American heartland by the early 19th century, becoming a beloved tune amongst settlers. Barbara Allen is traditionally considered an anonymous work, passed down through oral tradition, which really does add to its mystique and universality. The origins of Barbara Allen do, however, trace back as early as the 17th century in England and Scotland. It was first formally documented in Samuel Pepys's diary in 1666, where he noted it as a popular song sung by a maid. The ballad embodies the folk tradition's ability to capture and convey the emotional and societal undercurrents of its time, traveling across oceans in this case, from the British Isles to the Americas, and evolving with each rendition, just as a spoken poem would evolve over 400 years' time. Its widespread appeal led to numerous versions in both the British Isles and America, with each adding subtle nuances to the narrative and melody. The song's themes of love, rejection, and mortality stayed the same and resonated across cultures, and it made it a poignant representation of the human condition. The ballad of Barbara Allen itself revolves around the young Barbara Allen, who visits the bedside of a heartbroken young man, dying from love for her. Her refusal to confess her love before his death, and her subsequent remorse, capture a tragic romanticism that resonates with the universal truths of human nature and consequence. Tonight, our rendition of Barbara Allen comes from Frank Luther and his Pards, bringing a distinct flavor to this timeless folk ballad. Frank Luther was a prominent figure in early American country and folk music, and was known for his ability to breathe new life into traditional songs. Accompanied by his Pards, Luther's version of Barbara Allen is infused with heartfelt vocals and harmonious arrangements that resonate with the song's themes of love and loss. Their performance not only honors the song's deep roots, but also showcases their collective talent in capturing the emotional depth and narrative strength that have kept Barbara Allen alive in the hearts of listeners for centuries. Now, as we take a brief interlude from the haunting strains of Barbara Allen, allow me to introduce to you the perfect accompaniment for tonight's musical journey, Skeleton Brew Coffee. This isn't just any coffee, it's a brew that harmonizes with our theme of cherished traditions and heartfelt storytelling. Skeleton Brew Coffee is masterfully crafted in small batches, ensuring each cup is bursting with freshness, as they only roast their beans after you place your order. Imagine the rich aroma of freshly roasted coffee enhancing each note and lyric of our folk song, creating a multi-sensory experience right in your home. But the depth of Skeleton Brew extends beyond its flavor. They are staunch supporters of the arts, donating 10% of all sales to a nonprofit art organization, thus nurturing and supporting creative communities just as we cherish our musical heritage. Moreover, each bean is sourced from fair trade only, ensuring not only the highest quality, but also the best practices in fairness and sustainability. With 6 different roasts ranging from light to dark, there's a perfect blend for everyone. So, why not let your next cup of coffee be a Skeleton Brew? Support the arts, enjoy the freshness, and contribute to fair practices with every sip. Discover more at their website at https://skeletonbrew.coffee. As we delve deeper into the rich tapestry of American folk music, let's turn our focus to a tune that has echoed through the Appalachian Mountains for generations, Cumberland Gap. This traditional folk song is a vibrant narrative of American exploration and the pioneering spirit of the early settlers. The Cumberland Gap itself is a notable pass in the Appalachian Mountains, which served as a key frontier pathway and was crucial to westward expansion in the early United States. The origins of the song Cumberland Gap are somewhat shrouded in the mists of time, as is common with many folk songs that were passed down orally. Most likely it originated in the 18th century, evolving from the experiences and stories of the settlers and explorers who passed through the gap. It was a natural corridor westward, used by Native American tribes long before Daniel Boone famously helped to cut the Wilderness Road through it in 1775, facilitating the passage of over 300,000 settlers by the end of the 18th century. The song reflects the challenges that these early pioneers faced, such as rugged landscapes, the uncertainty of frontier life, and the promise of new beginnings in the West. The melody and lyrics that we associate with Cumberland Gap likely coalesced into the form we know today sometime in the 19th century, as the song became a folk standard among the communities nestled in the Appalachian region. As we dive into the rich melodies of Cumberland Gap, tonight we feature a unique instrumental rendition by Uncle Am Stewart, a notable figure in early American folk music. His interpretation strips the song back to its raw, rhythmic sense, capturing the vibrant and untamed spirit of the Appalachian landscapes without a single word. Uncle Am Stewart's skillful banjo playing offers us a direct connection to the past, where music served not only as entertainment, but also as a vital conduit for the stories and struggles of the time. This instrumental piece allows us to appreciate the sheer musicality and the evocative power of Cumberland Gap, highlighting the song's enduring legacy in American folk tradition. Thank you. as we briefly pause our musical journey for the second time tonight, let me invite you to explore more treasures from the past with Blind Skeleton. For those who relish the nostalgic tones of yesteryears, Blind Skeleton offers a 24/7 streaming of old-time radio on our website. Just visit us at https://blindskeleton.one/radio to tune into a continuous stream of classic radio shows and music that will whisk you away to another era. And if you're enjoying today's Three Tune Tuesday, you'll be delighted to know that all our podcasts are now available on Apple Podcasts, in addition to directly on our website. This allows you to enjoy our curated selections of vintage music and, of course, insightful discussions anytime, anywhere. And don't forget to connect with us on social media. Whether you're looking to share your thoughts, suggest a song, or just stay updated on our latest episodes and articles, you can find all the links to our social media platforms right there on our website. Follow us to become part of our growing community of vintage music and culture enthusiasts. Now, as we draw near to the end of tonight's exploration of folk revivals, let's tune our ears to the poignant strains of Moonshiner, a song that resonates deeply with the themes of rebellion and resilience, which is really very typical of the mountain folk of the United States. This reflective ballad delves into the life and emotions of those who produced homemade whiskey, often under the cloak of night, during and even before the Prohibition era in the United States. Moonshiner is not just a song about the act of distilling spirits. It's a vivid portrayal of the rebellious spirit against the overreach of authority, echoing the sentiments of many who felt pushed to the margins of society. The lyrics reveal not only a defiance, but also a deep melancholy and solitude that comes with the life of a moonshiner. Outcast, yet defiant. Sorrowful, yet unyielding. In this episode today, we're featuring the Virginia Moonshiner, performed by Jesse Cote, an artist known for his authentic interpretation of Appalachian music. Jesse Cote brings a deeply personal touch to the Virginia Moonshiner, embodying the song's themes of rebellion and resilience with a raw vocal delivery that captures the rugged spirit of the moonshining life. His version of the song reflects a genuine connection to the traditions of Virginia's mountain regions, where stories of moonshiners have long permeated local lore. Cote's rendition is particularly evocative, painting a vivid picture of the clandestine nighttime activities of those who defied Prohibition laws, making it a very rather poignant tribute to their defiant spirit.
Bullets around me did scream.
And now, as the last notes of Moonshiner fade into the evening, we come to the close of today's journey through the rich tapestry of American folk music. I hope today's episode of Three Tune Tuesday has both entertained and illuminated the powerful narratives and emotions woven into the fabric of folk music and the rich history surrounding it. So thank you for tuning in and sharing your time with me. Your enthusiasm and support make every episode a delightful experience to prepare and share. I invite you all to continue exploring the depths of vintage music and culture with us, both here and on our website, where the journey into the past really never truly ends. Join us again next week as we unearth more hidden gems from the annals of history, bringing the stories behind the music to life. Until then, keep the spirit of the past alive in your hearts and minds, and remember, these songs are not just relics. They are echoes of lives lived, loves lost, and battles fought. Good night from the cozy corners of our digital cottage here at Blind Skeleton. May your nights be filled with sweet melodies and your days with adventurous tunes.